Some Christians confess their sins to God, but continue creating private punishments for themselves. They repeatedly rehearse the failure. They refuse joy. They reject encouragement. They keep themselves at a distance from Christian community. They may believe that ongoing misery proves the sincerity of their repentance. But self-punishment and repentance are not the same. Repentance acknowledges sin and turns toward God. Self-punishment often keeps a person focused on themselves, their failure, their shame, their ruined image, and their belief that they must somehow pay for what they did. The gospel announces that Jesus Christ has already dealt with the guilt of sin through his atoning sacrifice. This does not make sin unimportant. The cross shows how serious sin is. It also shows how complete God's saving grace is. When God forgives, receiving that forgiveness is an act of faith. You may still experience regret. You may still face consequences. Another person may not trust you yet. A relationship may not be restored. None of these realities necessarily means that God has withheld forgiveness. Ask yourself, have I confessed the wrongdoing honestly? Have I turned away from the sinful pattern? Have I made appropriate repair where possible? Am I accepting accountability and consequences? If so, what am I attempting to accomplish by continuing to condemn myself? Perhaps you believe suffering will repay the debt, but emotional suffering cannot atone for sin. Perhaps you believe self-condemnation will prevent you from failing again. But lasting change grows through grace, truth, accountability, and new practices, not through contempt for yourself. Perhaps you fear that receiving grace will minimize the harm, but you can receive forgiveness while continuing to take the harm seriously. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. His failure was real and painful. Yet the risen Christ did not leave Peter trapped forever in his worst night. Jesus restored him to love, relationship, and faithful service. Peter could not undo the denial. He could receive Christ's mercy and walk differently. You can practice receiving forgiveness through prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess that what I did was wrong. I do not excuse it or call it good. Thank you for carrying the guilt of sin on the cross. Help me accept responsibility without accepting condemnation. Show me what repair and changed behavior require. I receive your grace and place my future in your hands. Receiving forgiveness may need to become a repeated practice. When the memory returns, you can respond with truth rather than beginning another trial against yourself. I have confessed this. I am practicing repentance. I will make the repair that remains possible. There is no condemnation for me in Christ. My past does not possess the final word. Self-condemnation says you must keep paying. The gospel says Jesus Christ has paid, grace has been offered, and you are called to rise and walk in newness of life.